morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Joining us today, Charles C. Plummer with Dow AgriSciences.
Charles, how does Arylex Active and Nuculex herbicide, how does that benefit our wheat producers?
Well, it's been a while since wheat growers have had new technology in the wheat market. Culex herbicide offers a new active ingredient, Arylex Active, which is the first member of a new chemical family of Group 4 auxin herbicides. Our area has historically been wheat on wheat, causing it over-reliance on the same class of chemistry for many years now. Because of this, producers are not experiencing the herbicide efficacy that they once did. Culex not only has a new active ingredient, but it also provides two modes of action. This allows growers to effectively control many key weed species, including resistant biotypes. Arylex Active is an effective tool for controlling ALS and glyphosate-resistant weeds, such as glyphosate-resistant marestail.
Thanks, Charlsie. For more information on Culex herbicide, contact your local Dow AgriSciences rep or visit flexibleweedcontrol.com.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex wheat herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir.
Culex lets you plant the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds.
What he's saying is that only Culex wheat herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at flexibleweedcontrol.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps, good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
Welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. In anticipation of the upcoming cattle on feed report for February, which will be released by the USDA this Friday afternoon, Allendale Incorporated shared its estimates of what they expect the report to show. Based on February 1st data, Allendale expects that January placements will be 0.4% under last year at over 1.9 million head. There have been 10 months now in a row of higher than last year placements as cow-calf producers end expansion plans. Allendale suggests this report may stop that 10-month long streak. Finished cattle from January through March are estimated to have a $123 break-even, according to Kansas State University. This increases to $127 and $130 for April and May. From June on out, $120 to $124 break-evens are noted, keeping in mind that January placements supply the June through September slaughter period. Allendale anticipates a marketing total in December at 5.5% over last year for a total of just over 1.8 million. This would be the largest January in 5 years if so. There was one more weekday in January 2018 than in January 2017, which artificially increased that actual number. Total cattle on feed as of February 1st is 8.5% over last year at 11.5 million, which would make this the largest February 1 total in 6 years. Allendale also estimates beef stocks at 492 million pounds over the 5-year average of 485. This month's estimate represents an increase of 2 million pounds from the previous month. The 5-year average shows a 10 million pound increase for this month. And in other news, Oklahoma Farm Bureau has named Ron Justice Vice President of Public Policy. In his new role, Justice will direct the advocacy of Farm Bureau member policy at the state capitol and throughout Oklahoma. We're honored to have him take the helm of our policy efforts and look forward to all he'll accomplish for our farmers and ranchers, said Rod Moselle, Oklahoma Farm Bureau President. Raised on a farm in Blaine County, Justice served the Oklahoma State University Cooperative Extension Service for 33 years before being elected to the Oklahoma Senate. Upholding the issues that are important to the people that live and work in rural Oklahoma has been a longstanding passion of mine, he said. I'm eager to work hand-in-hand with Farm Bureau members to bolster our state's agriculture community.
You got farm news on Ron.
It's the 14th annual Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, February 28th at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. Selling 100 two-year-old bulls from the top of the herd, including Sons of B&B Identity and Generation 2100. These bulls are rugged and ready for heavy service. Also featuring yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. For more information, call 580-488-3889 or go to the website at www.quartermastercreek.com.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.